Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. Good evening. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you find yourself at on this Thursday. I pray that all is just going, you know what I'm saying, the way that you have prayed for it to go. And if not, you know, if it's God's will, it's going to happen in his time. How about that? All right. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God and pray. Most gracious and merciful Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to see life, Lord God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, who gave his life that we may have life. And sent his Holy Spirit to be our comforter, Lord God, we just thank you. We ask that you forgive us for our unrighteousness, Lord God, and our sins, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, Lord God, speaking to us, talking to his sheep, Lord God, as he is our chief shepherd, you know, and Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to crack these microphones, Lord God, get on these airwaves, come before your people, Lord God, as we bow down before you and give you all honor, glory, and praise. We ask that you, for everyone listening tonight, Father God, we ask that you cover everyone participating in their families, Lord God, heal the sick, Lord God.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your
yeah.
fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
yeah. I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family, I'm a king.
And give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shots the control of my spirit, soul, and body.
Woo.
Whatever you want. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you.
Yeah.
Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far.
Yeah.
Better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail what God say.
Nah.
I'm believing what the word say. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when across that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful serving.
it's what I wanna hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ loved the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Let's do this
we
work.
Marching.
I'm a king.
We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see your crown.
But I see it.
I speak the word.
Oh, yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
has given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm
dominion.
A prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
Read the crown. What's yours, baby?
I'm a prophet.
Let's
speak
go.
The word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Okay, I don't know if anybody can hear me out there, but I tell you, we're going to rebuke Satan because he just took my whole system out. My internet just crashed, and I'm going to say this out there publicly in just a second. You know, everybody just thinking the show ain't happening, and the show is happening.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Listen. If you're out there, you're listening, please forgive me. I don't know if you can hear me out there. Pray that you can. Xfinity has been robbing everybody, crashing everybody's system, just took my system down. And, you know, you pay all this money for internet service and you get robbed. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that it's fair. And I'm saying it out here publicly because, you know, it's too much money going to this company. And your service is crap, you know, and I know I'm not the only one that's going through it. I've heard people talking about it, you know what I'm saying, at work. And, you know, it's like, why do we pay all this money and we don't even get the service that we pay for? You know, even with cell phone service, everything, it's just crap. It really is. And we've allowed it for so long, and we pay these high bills, and we don't say anything. I'm sitting here trying to get a system up that I pay for. I have to pay for it every month, and this is how I get treated. You know what I'm saying? And then if you don't comply to what they want you to comply to, they interrupt your system and then tell you that there's something going on in your house when you know that that's not the truth. So you know, forgive me. You know, it's always good to try to have a backup. But when they try to take everything out at the same time, it makes you know that you're doing something right. So, you know what I'm saying, I just give God glory because I know that we're doing something right. When we come out and the enemy is mad and he's attacking us, you know, right now, can't even get on the internet, can't even pull my system back up, so I'm coming through the telephone line and trying to find a way to get back into my microphones and everything. So, y'all just bear with me. So, you know, like I say, if you have Xfinity, let's start complaining. You know what I'm saying? Start making phone calls and letting people know that, hey, we having some issues, and you know what I'm saying, we getting robbed, and these things are going on, that's going on, and you know, listen, nobody's helping us. You know, who's helping you? Nobody's helping me. So I don't know. I just, you know, man, you just took my whole system, and I'm really at a loss for words right now. Because my system is like yuck. But anyway, this is the Mighty Men of Valor night, and you know what I'm saying, you got to have self-control in these situations. So tonight I wanted to talk about things just like this. I wanted to talk about, you know, how we are being manipulated and taken advantage of, you know, not just by them, but by us too. We're doing it to each other as well. And seriously, when do we say enough is enough? When do we crack down on everything that's going on? When here I am paying all this money, and you you take my system down because what? You know, we coming at you. We attacking the devil. You know what I'm saying? You know that we was coming at your throat tonight. You know, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist like that. I just believe in that the enemy is busy, you know what I'm saying, and that he's doing everything that he can to try to interrupt things that are trying to be encouraging to others or uplift people. So, you know, I'm just going to keep pressing. Can't even get back into it. Yeah, you know. No. So, everybody, just bear with us. I see Elder Melvin is on, so if he don't mind, I want to bring him on for a second and see if he can get some things started up. Elder, if you're there, if you can hear me, can you get this conversation started? I need to talk with this system a minute. And this might have been a valley the other night. You got really stirred up about some things. And this kind of stuff right here, when you pay all this money for this internet, this cable, and you just take my internet out and take my whole system down. What do we need to do about situations like this when we constantly let these corporations take advantage of us? What you say on that, sir?
Oh, well, let me get the beginning of a pastor, because I went dead. I called back 3 times, and even the narrator, she went dead. So I don't know. Something is going on.
That's what I'm telling you now, Elder. That's what I was just asking you. You know what I'm saying? Oh. It was nothing you did. My system crashed, and that's what I was just asking you. My internet went down, and when I pay all of this money every month for internet service to be at its best, how does it that every day my system goes down? You know, do we allow these corporations to continue to take advantage of us and we do nothing but just continue to pay our bills every month? If we don't pay the bill, they cut it off anyway. But they're toying with it now anyway. So what do we do about that?
I just went through something just now. I've been in this apartment 11 months, and I've been sopping water up 11 months. And the government came in, and the VA said, no, you got to move. And I said, well, I think I got another apartment. And the government said, you got to go. We know you've been having problems 11 months. These people won't fix it, but they're constantly taking your money. And when I went up to get in the paper for to release me, she's trying to give me paper for to redo my lease. I said, ma'am, the government has spoken. We have to go. You all are not you all just taking our money, but you're not fixing nothing in the apartment. So the government even said no veteran can come in your game. And no veteran all veterans that are here must leave. So I look at that, people in hierarchy position, we are going to need them. I mean, we need Christ. We need Christ every day. But we want to get people in these high positions to be on our side. So many of them, they work together. They work together just to get the money, but you don't get the service. And when I looked at this today, this lady up there, the manager and system manager, two black women, knowing that we are having a major issue, 400 units, we don't have a major issue. They don't have no maintenance people work. And you still have the audacity to tell me we can't let you out. And you know I've had 3 surgeries. I've slipped. And I'm taking on water every time it rains. That lets me know right then, right there, you are working mainly looking out for your boss money. I have to come back, Pastor, and you stressed that so much, so much. It just put religion on what the Bible said. The love of money is the root of all evil. You have to watch these little bitty words. They say all. So I look at that, and even like with your system, they probably know what it is. I mean, I just can't. I know about this because I saw this. There was no hearsay. I witnessed this. Now, what's going on with the system over there? I don't know. I know one thing I know going on with it is that it's spiritual. When you see things like this happening, let's not get so negative. This is our job to do, Pastor. And everybody out there listening, me, so I'm going to take this thing as though Satan attacked. Don't attack nothing that he has. He attacked those things that are a threat to him and his kingdom. So to me, I would look at this. I'm going to look at it. I can choose whatever I want to choose. So I'm going to choose that Satan is attacking this. So evidently, we must be doing something good. That's the way I'm going to look at it and give my daddy all the honor. We've got to be doing something that is good, because this thing just started. It started a few weeks ago. Little by little, it started getting worse and worse and worse. Now, I don't want to put this on no particular people, but people are in control of all of this stuff. But I can put it on somebody that I know is a fact when you look at this thing as spiritual. We must be doing something good. No, I got to watch my words. I know we are doing something good. Why is this system being attacked? And that's a blame you could put that would never fail. Oh, it's the satellite. Okay. Let it be the satellite. I know another word started with S. Satan. I'm going to put it on him. I can do that. The doctor of my daddy, I can put it on Satan. So the way I'm going to look at this thing, just pray it out. Well, daddy, if this was going on, fix it. We can go to my daddy, he can fix it. He created it all, he can fix it. So I'm going to look at it that way. And a lot of us need to start looking at things. The old saying I heard, this war is not bullets and guns. It's spiritual. God said everything I made was good. I can't call my sisters and brothers bad no more. God said they are good. So it's what's in him that comes out that makes him look bad and give the power over to Satan. So I'm going to put everything on that bad boy, Satan. I don't know if you all can hear me, but I sound dead as a doorknob on this end. Pastor, can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Well, boy, it sounds so dead, but I mean, it's a choice that I can make. I can put this on Satan. Yeah, he's doing it. He's doing it. I'm telling me he's doing it. Well, if you want to come at me, but you got to go through my daddy first. Like Job, like you got to get permission. Says Job, you got to get permission from my dad. I am truly serious about this thing. And each day, I don't even practice. I don't even want to think about what I'm going to say when I come on the air. I want to practice on letting him say what he want to say through me. I don't even want to think about it no more, and I'm glad. I don't call and ask you what it's going to be. I don't want you to tell me what it's going to be about. I just want to see the power of my daddy work through me, which is the Holy Spirit speak. I got the power to part my lips and let him speak. And many of us, we can't do nothing about this stuff out here, but we can be an instrument. We can be a vessel and let him. See, we got to let Christ. He ain't going to force it. And you remember I told you months ago, when I called to New Orleans, I talked to Pastor Kemp about this also. My daddy will not force his will on you. So I asked Pastor Scott in New Orleans, I said, well, Pastor, what if I ask him to do it? And Pastor immediately said, New Orleans, Melvin, know what you're asking for. So he kind of scared me a little bit. You know, you want Christ to put handcuffs on you. So you can follow him. Drag me. I meant that, Pastor. I truly meant that. I want you to force your will on me. I want you to force your ways on me. Because if you don't, I mean, right back to that old foolish stuff that I used to do. And I have a desire not to do that stuff no more. they got people depend on us. I thought about that. Now that came in my spirit before I come on air. How many people that can listen to us totally, really depend on us, Pastor? Wait, can't wait to, you got somebody that can't wait till 7 o'clock come on Monday, Tuesday, and 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to get a word from the Lord. That's the way I'm going to look at it, because it gives me a boost. Somebody is waiting to hear from us. I mean, I got goosebumps all over my arm now, so I know this is the Lord speaking through me. That's the way I feel. I just get all these bumps. All even in my bald head, I get them bumps. Somebody is depending on us, Pastor, waiting to hear from us. Waiting to hear from Christ through us. But we have a choice to let Christ say what he wants to say. Bag your shucky-ducky down. Move yourself out the way. Act like a little child, and I like that when you say something to children, come on to me. When I go to Christ as a dummy. I dummy up. And trust me, he loves it. Why he loves you on dummy up? Because I don't know nothing that means he can use me. That's why it's so easy to deal with the child. That's the way we're supposed to be. God, I don't think my dad got time for these smart aliens that know everything, especially you trying to know it all. I don't want to know this when I go to my daddy. That's humility. And I hope that what I said just then helps somebody. I'm really looking for somebody to help. I may never meet you in Radio Land. I may never see you. But you still can hear me. And I'm always willing to be taught, and I'm always willing to listen to. You can learn from a fool. And if it ain't nothing else but not to go his way. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me say that.
Amen, 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 sir. Thank you. It's something because, you know, that's the first thing that hit my spirit anyway, that we were under attack from Satan. And I'm glad that you confirmed what hit my spirit by you saying what you're saying. And like you say, it's been happening for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And when you're doing the work of the Lord, Satan is always gonna be under attack. He's always gonna be upset with you. He's gonna try to set traps. He's gonna try to prevent you from doing your assignment. He's gonna be right there to try to stir things up and do things that, you know, are just his way. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who he is. And one thing about it is that we have to as a people start doing more of studying the Word of God so that we can learn God's ways and stop following after Satan's way. I think the way that the world is going today is not godly at all. And this is not for everybody, but there are a lot of people that are chasing after things instead of chasing after Christ. You have to chase after God. The scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So if you would stop focusing on materialistic things and money and focus more time on God, then those other things will be added to you. He told you that. I think that we believe more in what man says than what God has already said, what God has already done, what God has already shown us. You know what I'm saying? Man still has to prove himself, and you've allowed yourself to be mind-blowed by a man than to just be, you know what I'm saying, totally encamped with love, long-suffering, patience, meekness, kindness, you know what I'm saying, gentleness. All of these things that God displays within himself that he wants us to display to each other. But we can't do it because we are too busy running after a dollar bill, running after money, running after men, running after women running after men,
partying, drinking, smoking, partying, drinking, smoking, sex, everything going on, instead of spending time with God and thanking God for everything that he is doing and what he has done. You know, as men, we have to get to a point where we really stand up and start being men. You know, this is not to disrespect nobody out there, but we have a role to play. We have something that we're supposed to be doing, that God has told us that we're supposed to be doing, but we just won't do it. We don't want to do it. We want to do things our way, and there's no way that we can do things our way and still say that we serve God and still say that we worship God when we're serving and worshiping each other. You know what I'm saying? So that in itself is bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's something I said last week when I asked everybody, you know, we was talking and I was like, do you actually feel the pain that's going on around you? Do you feel the misery? And I'm not saying it to feel it for yourself, but do you feel what people are experiencing out here? Do you see it? Do you have compassion in your heart for what people are experiencing every day, all around us? You know what I'm saying? And there are a lot of people out here that are taking advantage of the system, don't want to go back to work because of a unemployment check, don't want to go back to work because they living off the government right now. And you know what I'm saying? And then get mad at you when you say something to them, hey, man, you know, man, you know, what's going on? But then all these jobs out here looking for people to come to work.
I'm telling you.
Offering bonuses right now. You know what I'm saying? Come and sign on with us. We offering the bonus and you won't even go get the job.
Yeah.
You won't even go apply and get a $500 sign on bonus for qualified people. Their company's doing that right now. And you know, it's just horrible. The way that it's
going. Let me get
you know,
that pastor, since you just said that, before I forget it. When you're talking about the jobs now, a couple of years ago, everybody was looking for work. Now, Senator Cassidy, Bill Cassidy here in Baton Rouge, Senator Kennedy, they are Republican. But those boys said something the other day, and I totally agree with them on telling Biden. We all can make mistakes. Biden, you did great. It's time now to stop that money. And the reason why I know it's time to stop that money, I told you, Pastor, I go out and I research in the Valley of the Dry Bone, all over Baton Rouge. They got 500,000 people in this parish. Signs everywhere. We are hiring. We need help. All on the television. Now, simply because of the fact Biden did something that was good. He bailed people out. With all of this money, Senator Cassidy and Senator Kennedy, it's time for Biden to stop the money, which is true. Nobody wants to go to work. I'm talking about you laying up on your shucky duckies now, healthy. Nobody wants to go to work because the money just started flowing. So everybody stay home, and I'm telling you, I don't like hearsay. I rolled around since the Lord blessed my car was broke. He blessed me with another. So I rolled around. I looked at the signs here in Baton Rouge. Pastor, we are hiring. Even on the billboard that lights up, we are hiring. All over the television, we are hiring. We accept an application. You don't even see that no more. They want you to come sit down. Mr. President, you did a good thing. All good things must come to an end. Now, this is the deception of Satan. Satan got us right where he wanted us. Satan followed Saul. Now, whether he could see the future, I don't know, but just imagine it. I'm putting my mind to work. He said, the president going to give all this money, and then we're going to stop progress by people getting lazy and staying at home. This is exactly what's going on. I ain't saying no black or no white. I'm talking about people, period. Don't nobody tell me I'm wrong. I rode around and got my car and just looked at it. Me and my niece, Chick Makita.
Yeah.
Jobs are everywhere in Baton Rouge. Nobody wants to go to work. This is another deception of Satan. Nobody wants to go to work, so sooner or later the economy is going to start going to go down. Because nobody is, the money is there for the people that want to go into the market, but you ain't got nobody to serve the people. So that's killing the market, America. I ain't talking about the world. Well, I'm talking about the world. We all over the world. Go back to work. Just simple and plain is just kill Satan's desire. Kill his action. Go back to work, people. The virus is ceasing. It's not gone, but you still have the certain things you have to do to protect yourself and protect others. Well, mainly America. Mainly Louisiana, mainly Baton Rouge. Get up off of your shucky ducky and go back to work. I had to throw that in, Pastor, because you said something. I just want to put some validity on what you were saying. This is another deceptive way of saying it. Many people probably won't look at it like, the woman ain't at home. I'm getting a good money. No. No, this is the way. So many people have been deceived, me to fool you. Make it look good, make the grass look green. The closer you get to it, the more brown it's going to turn. Don't let the green grass fool you from a distance. And I know what I'm talking about. We're playing right into the hands of Satan. If he's going to come at the sixth trump and fool so many people, on a white horse looking like Jesus, whatever Jesus is supposed to look like, and we're so many going to follow him then, and Jesus and God not coming to the seventh trump. Now, if he can deceive then, quit looking way into the future, what he going to do then. This rascal is doing it now. We live in the here and the now, not the past nor the future. You live in the here and the now. You going to focus on something? Focus on what's happening to you right now, not the man next door, the man down the street. Focus on you. That's what I want to tell those little girls. I noticed them, they said a lot, they, them, others. Now, some will tell me, I know they use these words, which they speak well, but I wanted them to get their focus off of they, them, others. Focus on you. That's where it began, focusing on yourself, not just the little girl. All of us focus on ourselves. You're going to see what needs to be seen around you, but you got to focus on yourself so you won't stumble, step in a ditch. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir. One thing about it is that it's hard for people, for some people, not all. There's some people out there that it's hard for them to understand what you're saying, because for number one, they don't understand Ephesians 6 down there in verse 10, where it says, I'm gonna add this to it like this. No matter what's going on, no matter the situation, verse 10 starts off by saying, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Just that verse right there.
Finally, what's the word?
Listen, finally is the word. Because no matter your situation, no matter what you've been through, no matter what obstacle you just overcome and found yourself into something else, through it all, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Because if God brought you through that other situation, don't you know he going to bring you through this one?
You better know it.
He tells you in the word of God in the book of Proverbs 3:5-6, he say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
That's it right there, doctor.
See, we get caught up in leaning into our own understanding and things we're not gonna figure. We ain't gonna figure nothing out without God. We can't do it. We can't do it. It's impossible, and we need to stop trying to do it, because we're not doing it. You're not figuring it out. Listen, let me tell you something. You billionaires out there that have made all of this money, sitting all this money saying that, you know what I'm saying, I am following the word and say to build up and get it together for my children's children's children. True enough, but God also told us to take care of our brothers and sisters. He ain't just talking about your bloodline.
Sure.
Did you feed the hungry? See, listen, I look at it like this. I was talking to my cousin and I made a statement to him. It's like, if you got $10 billion and you give everybody $5,000, you know what I'm saying? You go up and give everybody $5,000.
You don't miss it.
They won't miss it, but just to see what they're going to do with it. God says that, listen, he'll bless you with a little to see if he can trust you with a lot.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you're getting this money, and the first thing you go do is go buy you some new Jordans, get you some Gucci, go get your hair and nails and toes done, go buy you an outfit, and you in the club tonight.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that you do with your money. I'm not talking to everybody, so don't sit there and talk about something. He ain't talking to me. Maybe I'm not talking to you. But I'm talking to somebody.
The shoe don't fit, don't wear it.
Listen, that's the old saying. If it don't fit you, don't wear it. Don't worry about it. It ain't for you. So here's my concern. Do you pay your tithes? Do you know what tithes and offerings are?
Part by the Lord.
Do you know the purpose? See, you've heard so much and you didn't even take time to study it for yourself. Because if you studied it for yourself, you should be asking your pastors questions. You didn't hear me on that. I said that if you were studying the word of God, you should be asking your pastors questions. Because all of the congregation, somebody in there is struggling. So why isn't the house taking care of them?
You better know it. Yeah, Doc.
Why is not the house providing food? Listen, why are you calling on the government to provide boxes of food for the people when the money is supposed to be put up in the store for the storehouse? You know what I'm saying? The storehouse is supposed to be filled up for the people to come in and to get provided for what they need. It's okay that the government has stuff like that to give away. That's great. That's awesome. But let's stop depending on others to take care of us when we're supposed to take care of us. That's my concern. We don't want to come together in unity and a unified front to get things together to start providing for self. We're God's children. God going to supply all of our needs. And if we get ourselves together, he going to give us our heart's desires. You expecting God to do things for you and you don't want to do nothing. But put your hands out looking for something. And don't you think it's time out for that? It's really time out for that. You know, when I come on the air every night, you know, the first thing that crossed my mind is, you know what I'm saying? I go before the Lord and ask the Lord, you know, what would you have me to do tonight? What would you have me to say tonight? You know what I'm saying? Lord, what is it that you want me to do? See, this is, it's something because as pastors, you're supposed to go in prepared. But if you're already ready, you ain't got to get prepared because you're already ready. The scripture says be ready in season. He say in season and out of season, be ready. Preach the word, be ready. Talk about the Lord, be ready. So when it's time, when that drop says, Blog Talk Radio, you know, and that drop comes on, I know after that drop, it's time to crack this mic.
Yeah.
So we have to be prepared. If we just come on to do the play with and toy with people's feelings and their emotions or get them upset or get them riled up, it's not about that. I do want to rile up your spirit. I want to bring that dead spirit back to life.
Come on, Doc. Got to. We emotional people anyway.
That's my purpose. See that. Listen, there's nothing I can do with your physical death. You understand? That's not on me. But God does give me the ability and the power and the authority and dominion in him to speak to your dead spiritual self, to speak life back into you from the spiritual realm. See, when he say that I'll be able to do greater works, one thing that I can do is I can speak spiritual life to you. I can speak a spiritual healing over your blindness, over your deafness, over your muteness. You understand? I can speak to that. Because all you need to do is hear the word of God to get you excited in the spiritual realm, and you're going to start speaking the word of God yourself. You're going to hear it.
Yeah.
You heard Elder Melvin say he was getting them goosebumps. You're going to get them goosebumps too. You're going to get that chill. And you're going to know that's the spirit of the Lord. So we have to stop denying God's power and his capabilities and who he is, because we represent him. We deny people to get to know God because we don't live godly. We don't talk godly all the time. We're not living godly. We're not dressing godly. We don't act like children of God. We're too busy trying to be like the Joneses, chasing after the world, being like Satan. Their daddy. That's their daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't no kin to me. So, Elder Melvin, you know, you and I are riding solo. Well, you know, two by two, he sings out.
I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm going to throw something else in there, what you mentioned just now. And I thought about this thing, and I studied, and I just go with his characteristic. Now, just look at this. When God created the world, I don't know nowhere in the Bible it said he lifted a hand. Come on, people, think. I don't know nowhere where it said he lifted a hand to do anything. The main focus, what I see, is what did it say he do, Pastor? He spoke. All right? Think about it, people. He spoke everything into existence. Now, let's put this on there. Now, he said, okay, Melvin, I'm going to make you in my image and my likeness. Now, if you made me in your image and you spoke everything into existence, why can't I? Come on, people, y'all answer that for me. That's my daddy. Old folks say I'm fitting image of my daddy. Now, if he spoke things into existence, and I am co-heir
yes,
of him, something I'm not doing right. Now, if he did it, I'm supposed to be able to do it, Pastor. If I'm wrong, you tell me on radio. I don't tell. But just the way I'm going to look at it, and trust me, I have done it. I won the car. You know what I did? I went out and bought a, my family laughed at me. I bought a bucket. I bought dishwashing liquor, because I wash my car in dishwashing liquor. I bought a turtle wax. And Pastor Kemp on there, that we used to have back in the day. Weather wax and turtle wax. I bought all the stuff for a car and didn't even have a car. But you know what was happening? I expected. And I spoke it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no lie. 2 months later, I had a car. The little boy came out. Everybody was wishing for rain. The little boy walked out. This is a story I heard. This, I like it. It helped me, whether it's true or not. It helped me. And the little boy walked out with a raincoat on the umbrella. Everybody started laughing at it. But they were just standing up there wishing, hoping. The little boy walked out when it did, just him. You come out there and the sun shining like that, but guess what happened? It rained. You know why? The little boy went out expecting it to happen. I expected to get me a car, so I act like I had a car. Counter things as though that are not, as if though they are. I had leukemia. I ain't even wondering about coming laying no hands on me. I laid hands on myself in 04. It left. And when the man come to talk to me, I was going into drug treatment. He said, Mr. Adam, what happened? You had a divine intervention. I said, I put an adjective on. I said, you are right. I got just that anger with Satan. I said, you snot liquor. You ain't taking me out like this. They called security for me at the back room. And I was just that fired up, excited, and mad. The leukemia just went. So I told another man to say Satan couldn't take it. You put God, I got goosebumps again, Pastor. God took over your life. You allowed God to take over, and Satan and God cannot live in the same dwelling.
Amen.
He can't do it. So I allow him to take over, and Satan, you got to go. I got mad with him in love. I don't have leukemia yet. I don't know whether it's going to come back. If it does, I'll fight it again. I'll speak it out again. Healing is here. When my daddy said it was his finished, many people think he just saying he's dying. He didn't just say that. He was telling God, if a provision you told me to go on this earth and make for your children, I have done it. Now I'm ready to come home. That's why the Bible says, seek and you shall find. You ain't got to go to Mars to look for nothing. It's here. Every provision that we need, it is here, people. Yes. You got Dr. Kemp used the word research all the time. The Bible says, seek, and you shall find. It did not specify good or bad. You go looking for bad, you go looking for something to bust your heart. That's exactly what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you go looking for healing, prosperity, that's exactly what you're going to get. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. That's real talk right there. Because, you know, it's something because we let people tell us what the word of God, you know, what was all about. He tells us, ask and it will be given to you, knock. You know what I'm saying? Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open.
That's the Bible.
You know, turn to Matthew chapter 7 and read it. God tells you that.
Teach him.
Sir?
Teach him.
So you have to, listen, if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find trouble.
So, okay? Yeah.
If you're looking for peace, you will find peace because God's peace surpasses all understanding. You won't even understand it, but you will find it. You won't even know how to explain it, but everybody will see it on you. You know, you have to know where to start looking. You're looking in all the wrong places. And one of the biggest problems is you think you got all the answers. You think you Mr. Know-it-all, Miss Know-it-all.
I ain't got none.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people out here, you take their brain and put it in the bird, he'll fly sideways.
If at all.
So you got the people food, but you ain't got God food at all. Period.
No.
Period. And the problem is that God says that when you ask, when you turn over to James 4, God will tell you that when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. He said
that
you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You ask God for something, and God will give it to you, and you will go the wrong direction. I just told you, you're going to buy the Jordans, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, your toes done,
yeah,
your new outfit, and you in the club tonight. But you just asked God to help you and to bless you to get out of this situation, and he did it, and you use what he blessed you with on the wrong things, and you wonder why God won't bless you again when you ask for it. Because he thought he could trust you. You know, listen, let me ask you something. Listen to me, people. When somebody come to you and say, listen, man, I need you to do me a favor, man. You can trust me, man. I got this. And listen, they don't do what they say they do. How do you feel? How do you feel?
Let
first thing out your mouth, They ain't getting nothing else from me that no good. And that beep, beep, beep. I need
to be
beeping.
You got a few more adjectives than that, too.
You know? I need to be beeping. I need to be beeping. Yeah, you know, hey, here you go, Elder. Listen to this right here. You better.
Beep, beep, bleep, bleep.
We know where that's coming from. But you expect God to do it.
So you out here clowning like that, then we got to keep beeping the microphone because you losing it. But God's sitting here saying to you, listen, all you got to do is trust me. All you got to do is turn your troubles over to me. All you got to do is turn your woes over to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All you got to do is cry out to me. All you got to do is call on me.
That's it. So simple.
But you want to do your thing. You want to do, listen, you want it done in your time, in your way. Who are you? Who are you that's bigger than God? It's not going to happen. See, we've allowed the world to, listen, you have allowed the world to dictate to you how things supposed to happen and when they supposed to happen. And you keep forgetting that it's God's will to be done, not yours, not the world's, not Satan's, but it's God's. The reason why a lot of things happen to you that are ugly and dark is because you go looking for it.
Or you going to get no better than that. He said seek.
Listen, seek and ye shall find.
He didn't
when
say what.
When I was
what,
out in them streets, I was seeking what I wanted, and I found it.
Sure did.
I'm not going to tell you that it was always the best things for me. It wasn't. But I found it.
Go into a new city, you still find it.
And I still find it. Listen. And I found it and the consequences that came with it.
So did. You know, look at that. Play the tape all the way out.
You think the way that you live in right now is cool, but the consequences are coming.
That's it.
Anybody that, listen, let me ask you something. If you go out here and do wrong, who going to be looking for you out here on the streets? The police. Or the brother or the sister that you did wrong to, somebody going to be looking for you. Okay?
I've been there.
Don't think that you've escaped it. I'm not speaking nothing negative over your life, but if you went and did some wrong, coming back to, listen, you reap what you sow.
The truth, Pastor. If they won't think negative, let them think negative. You just tell the truth. It's coming back, baby.
It's coming back to you. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's going to slap you dead in your face.
On your butt.
Because you're not expecting it. Because you think, oh, man, it's all good. It's all good, bro. Everything cool. No, everything ain't cool. Look around you. You wondering why God ain't healed the land yet and took care of the people? You already know why. You ain't humbled yourself. You don't pray. You don't seek his face. You won't turn from your wicked way. So what you think God gonna do? That's more punishment on you.
That you didn't have to go through.
You don't have to go through it.
No, you ain't got to go through that. You don't have to go through all those pain.
Listen, you sit up and tell me about something.
Talk about that.
You saying, man, yeah, man, I know I need to join church, man, but I can't join church, man, until I clean myself up. That means you ain't going to never join because you ain't going to never be able to
clean
yourself
up.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
I don't teach, boy. You teach me good.
You can't do it. You think that you can, but it says that he died and shed his blood for the remission of sins. You can't do nothing for remission of sin. You can't erase sin. You can't do nothing with it but just be a sinner.
All your life, that's what you get, be a sinner.
You are a sinner for the rest of your life.
Well, you sound like you're talking in the hood.
You understand? Let me ask you something. What did you say today that was not godly? What did you think today that was not godly? What did you do today that was not godly?
Inventory.
Listen. Let me tell you something. I want you to, we finna go across the top of the hour. I want you to, just what Elder just said, I need you to take inventory of what I just said. I need you to run back from where we are right now at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, where we are. Go backwards in your day. Since you got up this morning, I want you to think about what you said, what you did, and what you thought. That was ungodly. You understand what I'm saying? I need you to do that. And when I come back from the top of the hour, we're going to talk about that. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms.
Come on, my friend. You're getting down to the old folk called the nitty gritty.
So you think about what I just said and do inventory of yourself, because I'm coming back to take up inventory. I want to know. I want to know. Seriously. Let's take some inventory, y'all. You're listening to the Mighty Men of Valor. We breaking chains. And it's the top of the hour right here on YAT Radio. Hang on, we'll be right back.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like, it don't matter what it feel like, it don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man, and I'm taking it off the top just
know what
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So I ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace,
yeah.
God done gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life.
Feel like I can't be affiliated with no corruption.
Let's go.
No doubt, gotta stay strong.
why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's an evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message. No flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel, but a time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. He ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure.
I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving the
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. The top of the hour, the second hour of the show. The Mighty Men of Valor on Breaking Chains right here on YAT Radio. What's going on with you, Pastor Roz here, Elder Melvin? Pastor Joseph is joined. We're going to bring him on. Listen, I asked you something before we was going into the top of the hour there. I'm sorry. Tonight's show is being brought to you by Heels Handy Hands. Be on the lookout for them. They'll be popping on the scene soon. Check this out. I ask you something. Since you got up this morning, what have you said, done, or thought that was ungodly thus far in your day? Let's take some inventory. Because listen, there's two scriptures I want to throw out to you. I want you to go to Romans 3. Go to Romans 3, write it down, Romans 3, and I want you to read the whole chapter, because I need you to get the full understanding of why God says this right here, what I'm finna say to you, because we, listen, let me just read it. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
Come on, boy.
The scripture goes on to say that God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. So he did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus Christ. So we all sinners. The scriptures tell you. But it's because of Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who redeemed you back to the Father. Because you was cut off. I was cut off. We were stripped of that privilege. We were no longer part of the family. If it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't be here today. I don't care what nobody else tells you. Study your history. study the true history. I'm talking about the real history, not what they best put in your face. In your face. I'm talking about what's out there for real that you know lives within your heart. I ain't talking about your mind. I say in your heart. And then here's the other thing. How I know that we all sinners. Here's the other scripture I want you to write down. I want you to write down Romans chapter 7. Read the whole book. Read the whole chapter, right? Because I'm going to go down and I'm going to start. And I'm going to read. You got to keep up with me. Find out where I am. I just told you. It says, I do not understand what I do. I'm reading from the New International Version. Listen, doesn't this sound like you? We're taking inventory now. Listen now. I do not understand what I do, but what I do not do, but what I hate to do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
So, Romans 7 chapter.
Let's take some inventory. What was your day like out there? What was you thinking about that was ungodly? Ladies, was you looking at that man? Was you thinking nasty? Was you being negative about your homegirl? I don't know who she thinks she is. I can't stand her. Homeboys, was you over there talking about some man I can't stand? And are you listening to what I'm saying? Listen, did you go over there and pick up a mess with something that wasn't yours, put your hands on something, did something with your physical self that wasn't ungodly? Did you sleep with that man's wife today? Did you sleep with that woman's husband today? Uh-oh. So, boy, I done said something. Or was you over there sitting there at your desk? Boy, she sure is fine, boy. Look at that. Hey, man, look at that right there. Or was you over there? Girl, you just don't know what I do. What was your day like? Was you riding down and somebody came over on you and you cussing them out? You know what I'm saying? Do you take inventory of your life during the day before you lay your head down at night and ask God to forgive you for your sins and your unrighteousness in your day?
Come on, boy. Bring it to their attention.
God already knows who you are. He just told you, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory. All. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came from Christ. So you have an opportunity to clean all that up. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just curious. Are you taking inventory of your life, or are you too busy like they at the bowling lane, you jumping over in the other lane when your lane over there?
Mm-hmm.
Elder told you at the beginning of the show, you need to take care of you first. We're too busy in everybody else's business. You do more. Listen, let me tell you something. You just like an old bathtub. You understand? That, you know, in the stopper, it leak. It got a slow leak to it. You got the stopper is messed up. You fill the tub up. You come back, all your water gone.
Yeah.
Because your stopper is jacked up. You just like a bathtub. Water put, somebody pulls something into you, it's running out the other end. You can't hold nothing.
They call it a leak in your mouth.
You just bumping your gums, running your mouth all the time.
Yeah.
Was you gossiping at work today? Was you gossiping on the phone today? That's ungodly. So have you taken inventory of your life? I want to say good evening to everybody, man. Thanks for turning us on. So let's go in and bring. I see our overseer has joined us. Glad to have him tonight. Let's bring Amen. Pastor Joseph on. He's been holding on. Good evening, Pastor Joseph. How you doing today, sir? Are we taking inventory of our lives before we lay our heads down at night and call it a day?
No. Glory be to God. How's everybody doing? I tell you, God is good. The power of redemption is so powerful. And I just thank God for the benefits of being saved. You know, he give us a, you know, as we lay down, we can have a peace of mind that we can take advantage of. We don't have to just let our mind be like a traffic jam and just go so many different ways. The lady, she told me she had a stroke, and the doctor said because her mind was like a traffic. It was just wired all type of ways. But thank God for the power of his, you know, his redemption power, his benefits in it. You know, he restores back to the stature that he created. And just taking that legal authority, you know, that power of attorney, and just knowing what we have in Christ, you know, the benefits. We are seated in places, high places with Christ. And just knowing the benefits we have is a beautiful thing, you know, also with the Father. And while he walked with us on earth, we can take advantage of it. We can execute and continue to, you know, encourage people and work with God to get people saved, you know, and see them redeemed to the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of darkness is out there, and we got to have our whole armor of God on, like it says in Ephesians, as Paul wrote the letter while he was in prison. And even though we in a tough situation, it may seem we can still encourage people. And I love how Papa Paul did, even though he was in prison, he just kept on. He had a heart for people, a heart for the lost, you know, just to get that truth out there. No matter what we're going through, we got to still just keep getting that truth out there to our last moment. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for being able to get here tonight. God bless you. We send prayers out to everybody that wanted to be here tonight, couldn't be here, Pastor Jackson. Everybody, man. Our overseers here, want to bring him on. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening, sir. Pastor, are we taking inventory of our day before we lay it down and take it to the throne at night and give it to God to ask for forgiveness? Are we taking that inventory, sir? God bless you. Good evening.
I can't say that we good evening. I really can't say that we are, but I know that if we recite the model prayer in the book of Matthew 6, that it tells us to forgive us this day. You know, we ask for forgiveness every day, because oftentimes when we sin, if we simply complain, we have the lying, stealing, killing, adultery, fornication. But there are many other sins that the man has committed. And there are things, there are so many scriptures that God has given us to overcome sin. You know, true Christians can change, see, but God makes it possible through our spiritual reward. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul writes, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We need to examine ourselves. They ask us to examine ourselves. And the Bible says, Bible perfect, not one. Now, Titus says, when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteousness, a righteous thing he had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing, rebirth, and renewal by the Spirit, whom he put out on us graciously through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And there's so many scriptures that tell us about our sin, about God have forgiven us. So, you know, he has forgiven us all. And Peter said in 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power have given us everything we need for God and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his glory and goodness. A true Christian will not continue to live in sin. For John 3:6 says, no one who lives in him keep on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him nor know him. You know, the Bible teaches us that we're not sinless people, but the Bible says God forbid that if we continue just to live in our sin. We need to understand that. And in Ephesians, Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:22-24, he said, you were taught with regard to your former ways of life and put away your old self, that old sin nature, which is being corrupted by the deceitful desire to be made new, and the attitude of your mind to put on the newness of self, created to be like God in the true righteousness. I was here, I was listening to you when you were talking, Pastor Williams. And, you know, the females have a habit of looking at men like they're a happy meal. And men look at women like they look good from lips to fingertips. And we just try to put it like, you're not just being a man. You don't have to do it. We need to quit lying on God just made you to look that way. The Bible says old things are passed away unless the Lord is alive. See, in 2 Peter 2:19, they say the false teacher promise of freedom, while they themselves are slaves of depravity. A man is a slave to whatever he has mastered. And if you say you about all this, about how crazy you are, about ladies or men, the Bible says your heart is where your treasure lies. Whatever you put your priorities on, that's where you stand. And we need to understand that. In Proverbs 1:10, he said, my son, if a sinner entice you, do not give in to them. And then that's what it means when people are enticed. You don't have to get it. The Bible talks about resist the devil, and he'll flee. Now, yes, we are all sinners saved by God's grace and mercy. In 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has master over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lived to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ. And so I'm alive to Christ. I understand that I can't keep blaming other people for my shortcoming. I mean, we can say about anything we want to say about, but when you get in that mirror, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave you with this little quote, sir. You remember David? When I preached that sermon, I call it the man in the mirror. When David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, and tried to trick him to go to bed with his wife because he had impregnated her, and then when he came by, when he did that, then he turned around and had Nathan put on the front line. King David had Nathan killed for his wife. And the prophet Nathan came by, knowing that if David wanted, David could kill Nathan, the prophet. But Nathan still came to him, and Nathan gave it to him in a parable. And Nathan was telling him, judge the man in the mirror. What Nathan told him was a man that had thousands of sheep, but one man had only one ewe lamb, meaning it was his pet. It was not for consumption, for to feed himself with. It was a pet. The Bible said that the sheep laid in bed with the man. That was his pet, like you have dogs. And the Bible said that David, after he told him, said, and a wayfaring man traveled. And when he was passing through, the rich man with the thousands of sheep went over and took the poor man one ewe lamb sheep. And he killed him, and he fed it to the way for the traveling man. And when David heard it, David was so angry. David said, that man should surely die. But Nathan said, you are that man. And what I'm trying to say to each and every one listening today, you are that man. Get your own house in order. I know we get on the air and we say things, but we have to stand accountable for what we say. And we really need to do it. We need to look at the mirror. And I'm often remembered of Joshua. Coming through the end of Joshua's journey, when he was about to die, Joshua called all Israel together, and he said, choose you this day whom you shall serve.
And then he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What he was said, I'm responsible for what I do. See, we want to look and too many people are judgmental of other people, you know, but we have, you know, we got to sweep around our own door too, but we want to talk about what everybody else does, and there's too much of it going on in the church today. I heard Pastor William telling y'all earlier about I can't stand her. What she done? I don't know. I just don't like the way she looked. Or I don't like him. He thinks he all. What's all that about? You didn't come to church for that. You're not in the world to judge the other people or what you have, what you don't have. What we are here to do is to show love. The greatest thing from God is love. It's time for the foolishness. Get your own house in order, because see, when I get ready to stand before God, Pastor is not going to be, I'm not standing for what Pastor William done, not what Pastor Joseph or Pastor Melvin done or Pastor Jackson, anyone else, my mother or father. I have to stand before judgment of God what I done. So we need to get the man in the mirror together, that person that you look at every day. And when we go to bed, we need to ask God for forgiveness if we're sinned by omission or commission. And I thank God, and I thank each and every one of you guys.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That's good right there. There you go, y'all. There it is. You know what I'm saying? Take inventory of your life and get yourself in order. You know what I'm saying? We hold ourselves accountable here. Like Pastor said, we come strong on here. But you know what I'm saying? I know that we take a look in the mirror every morning, and you know what I'm saying? We go before God to ask him to keep us straight, keep us righteous. You know, we have to because we come before you every evening. So you know what I'm saying? God allows us the spiritual ability to come out and try to help you too. You know what I'm saying? Because there are things that you need to understand, that there's the word of God that you probably don't understand it, and you need to gain understanding. We have the best overseer here. You know what I'm saying? He is our overseer for this ministry. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, I look at Dr. Kemp as like the best theologian I ever met. You know what I'm saying? You read about theologians, you didn't think that they still existed until you met this man. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Let's go take care
of it.
That's going to elevate your mind. He's going to elevate you. And he's going to elevate you in not just only the word of God, but he's going to elevate your mind in wanting to go out and research who you are, who the Bible says that you are, and even what the history books say that you are that you don't even read, that you haven't even known that existed. So we thank God for Pastor Kemp coming in and being a part and watching over us. You know what I'm saying? God places people in your life that you can learn from. And you got to stop feeling like you know everything, that you can't nobody teach you nothing. You know what I'm saying? If you can't shut up and listen, you got a problem. You got a major problem. Because you just ride and ain't listening to nobody, and they trying to tell you, yo, you about to run off the cliff, and you ain't listening. Hey, that's the end. You're going to miss it. And you ain't heard them because you think you know where you going. And we don't even see you no more. You gone. You gone. You know, so you know, let's be very mindful of what it is that we got going on, y'all. And let's get ourselves together. All right. Gentlemen, we're at the bottom of the hour. So Pastor brought up something very powerful. So taking a look at the man in the mirror. Are we in a place where we're willing to help each other to understand what that really means? Do we understand what Pastor just put out there to us and what that really means about cleaning up around your own door? You know what I'm saying? Getting your life in order. Are you ready to do that out there? To get your life in order? Are you ready to stop moping and feeling sorry for yourself and being in the spirit of depression and releasing these spirits and giving them back to the devil where they belong and choosing God in your life? You heard what Pastor said. You know what I'm saying? Joshua saying, for me and my house,
my house.
We gonna serve the Lord. So what are you gonna listen? Your house, you could just look at yourself and be like, you in my house. You know what I'm saying? Me in my house right here. Because this is God's temple. I got to clean his temple up.
So amen. That, you know, amen.
You know, that light can dwell and people can see God's light shining on me. If I'm filthy and dirty, they can't see nothing but filth and dirt and darkness. So
amen.
Get this cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? Get up and go look in the mirror and ask God what it is that you don't see that you need to see to get straight in your life.
That mirror, baby, that's it.
So let's do that. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We're going to let our pastors give their final comments to you, man. The night has slipped on by us. But I tell you, it's good. We here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep doing God's work. Long as he say get on, we on. So let's get it right, y'all. Let's go take a look at ourselves and make sure that we're listening to God and that we're doing, because it does start with the man in the mirror. The mighty men of valor break it down. Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a look at the man in the mirror, y'all. Let's go to the mirror.
All right, guys. Love it.
Let's get to the mirror.
Make a change
right now.
For once in my life, gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul. They follow each other on the wind, yeah, no, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Oh, well, you
Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, there you go. That is. That's all we got to do. That starts right there. Starts with the man in the mirror, the late Michael Jackson. What powerful song right there. That brother made some music. Listen, y'all, let's start with the man in the mirror. Let's know that we have to just keep on the full armor of God. It starts with us. There's no way that we could come on here every night and proclaim to be children of God and quote the word of God and put the word of God in your life and we don't abide by it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? God's in the business where I feel like right now God is getting ready to shed a lot of that down. He's already doing it. You just got to pay attention. You just got to pay attention. God is always on the throne. He don't be like man, get up and leave and come back. He's always there. He's everywhere at the same time, all the time, watching everybody. You know what I'm saying? With all power in his hands, you know what I'm saying? That ain't going to never change. But you got to always know that people change. But the change starts with you. So let's get started. All right? Let's start with each other. Start with the man in the mirror, y'all. All right. Pastor Joseph, I want to come to you, sir, for your final comments tonight. What do you have to say to the people before we get out of here tonight?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you all for everyone on here tonight. I just want to say just continue to let people know that they matter, because the time that we're living in, people, they feel like they don't matter. They feel like society wants us all wiped off the face of the earth. You know, when you acknowledge someone, you recognize their value. They are important, and that's why God loves to be picked first. You know, we recognize his value, his importance in our life in the morning. You know, if it's your coworker you pass by, smile. You know, new acquaintance in the crowd, smile. You know, because everybody, they have some marvelous, you know, in them that you meet, I believe, in some type of way. And one of the most special presents we can give somebody, or gift, is our presence. You know, that was part of our culture back then. You know, the Africans, you know, just by them showing up, sometimes they didn't say much, but their presence meant a lot. You know, sometimes we could be in conversation with people, but their minds could be in a whole nother place, you know, leave us unnoticed. But we could really be that person, you know, to encourage people. But bottom line, making people feel like they matter, I think, is very important, you know, not over God in a certain degree, but just giving ourselves the option every day to, you know, write somebody, text somebody, or however we deliver the message to them, or just let them know they matter and encourage them, inspire them, and let them know somebody believes in them, because it's so good to hear somebody reach out to you intentionally and let you know, hey, you can make it. You know, it's a powerful thing that we should do. And I just want to continue to challenge us to, you know, just imagine what can we create in this world. We matter in this world. And I believe it'll create like a ripple for the next generation, or the last generation, the next generation, the actions we take. Because a guy, long story short, he was saying, why you keep speaking to folks? But I was doing it intentionally. He said, I don't speak to people unless they speak to me first. But so I was showing him by example, you know, just kind of, you know, going out my way speaking, but not just crazy, but just speaking and showing love, releasing that light. And just encouraging everybody, you know, to continue this. Let that light shine in our actions and make a difference. Because what we do today, I believe, it definitely plays a difference in our lives tomorrow. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family. Elder Melvin, your final comments to the people tonight, sir. God bless. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Boy, this thing here, this is a good topic. Yeah, we can do a whole night of that. But everybody know Galatians. I'm still going to stick with that Galatians 5, Psalm 27. But I want to do a little dissecting right quick on when Pastor was speaking of, and he asked that question, what did you do the day that you went in that mirror and looked at this evening? Think about that. All that negative stuff. Now, the Galatians going to tell you about it. But let's dissect this just a little bit for about a minute. And you thought about that when you got home. So, yeah, wow, I did do some of those things. You thought about it. This is the night now, right? Now, you go to bed. You wake up in the morning and brushing your teeth, you looked in that mirror and you looked at it then. Wow, you looked at it again. And during that day, during that present time, that day, those things start happening again, and you took a look at those things. You paid attention to them. You know what happened? Your mind started being renewed, ladies and gentlemen. It happens with you. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of whose mind? Yours.
Amen.
When you look in the mirror the night before and you got up this morning and you thought about it the night before and you got up this morning and you looked at it, so you conscious of it, oh, I wonder if someone would do this today. And just so happened one of them came up and you thought about it. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, come on. Your mind is being renewed. You have to know that your mind is being renewed. You know what's going to happen then? You're going to start looking at all those things gradually. And not overnight, and your life is going to change because your mind is being renewed. You cannot renew your mind if you don't know what's going on in your life. You got to look in that mirror and take an inventory. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Pastor Kemp, want to get
yes,
your
sir.
Final comment, sir, if you don't mind, because what you be bringing to the table, kind of be wrapping things up for us and summing things up because you put it all together. I'll come back with my notes and Black history, but I want you to get your final comment, sir.
Yes, sir. I would like to just wrap it up tonight, dealing with Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 19 through 20. And it tells us that the act of sinful nature is obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissension, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passion and desire. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceit, provoking, and envying each other. And so we need to, when we take that look in the mirror, if you see any of these things, and we need to watch what the way we talk to people and quit beating them. We need to show them the Word of God.
That's it.
And stop. You know, I don't like to use the word they. I use the word we. Because the Bible says we're all falling short of the glory. I don't just put my finger at them. I let them know that. Let me tell you something. I could change right now today, but God can wash me in his blood. I've been washing the blood of Jesus, but I don't know what could happen to me. But I know one thing. If Satan can't do nothing with me. Because my Lord and my Bible tells me he who we hold in the highest hand, the devil in hell can't pluck him out.
Amen.
So that's where they get one saved. Always say, if you are truly saved, now get what I'm about to say. If you are truly saved, you don't go back. Mm. You might make a mistake, but you never go back. That's where you say he who holds the highest in the hollow of his hand, the devil in hell can't pluck him out. Everybody's going to make a mistake, but do you live in that mistake? Do you go back
That's
out
it.
To live? And
That's
some
it.
People think that you can, that didn't they see somebody join church? The fellowship. And we begin to think that person was saved. No, that person said that because he or she is going through something. Are they doing it for their family? Are they doing it because this is what thing they grew up to do? You know, in church, so but they're not really saved. You could tell a tree by the fruit it bears, and you could tell, say, with works is dead. Show me your faith. I show you your works. I don't work to get saved. I work because I am saved. I do what I do because I am saved. So I want to leave you with that tonight. And first, get yourself together. I see people go out and try to minister. Being teaching seminary since 1992, I've seen people go out to witness to other lost people, and they don't know the word of God. They haven't really studied. They don't have the knowledge. And all you're going to do is push them further away because you don't know. And it's like the blind leading the blind. They'll end up in a ditch. God bless you.
Just like I said.
Hey, there go that cliff. Watch out.
End up in a ditch.
And you know what they doing? Out, man, this is them right here. Here you go. I'm finna show you them. They sitting up there. Okay. That's what you get. All right. Powerful show tonight. I wanna leave you with this right here. Ephesians 6, and go down and read the whole chapter. But go down in verse 18, and it says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Pray also for me. This is Paul talking. He said that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So continue to be in prayer, everybody. God said, pray without ceasing. God asked you to pray for his people. Paul is being used as a vessel, an ambassador for the kingdom. And that's what we are when we come on. And Pastor just told, yeah, it you know, we're not here to beat anybody up. We're not here to tear you down. We're here to call out sin out of your life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's it. We're here to call sin up out of your life. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not a bad person. It's just the sin that dwells in you that we got to get out of.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we ask for your prayers too. See, we want you to pray for us and stop prey. You know, pray, you know? Two different kind of praise. You got to understand the difference. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's continue to support each other. Let's continue to pray for one another. And let's continue to pray for God's children. You understand? Our brothers and sisters in Christ. But also pray for those that don't know their way right now, because we don't know who God is going to call out of that darkness. He called me. So I can speak for me. You know what I'm saying? I know these brothers have given their testimony on these airways. So he called them.
Mm-hmm.
And we love God. We love Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. What good come out of Nazareth? Jesus. Yeshua, how about that? So let's make sure that we stay on one accord with that, all of my brothers and sisters in Christ out there. Let's get on one accord in prayer. We may not see each other physically, but we all wrapped up together spiritually. You know, it's one body of Christ with many members all over the place. So let's feel each other in the spirit and come together and pray for a dying world, because there are some people out here that are seeking the light, and we need to make sure that we be the light that God has called us to be. Amen. All right. Listen, here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight is Mr. Carter G. Woodson. Carter G. Woodson founded the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History in 1915. Woodson's main motivation was to recognize the contribution of African Americans to society, something that traditional historians and writers had ignored or suppressed because of their racial bias. In 1926, Woodson started Negro History Week, which will become Black History Month in 1976. Carter G. Woodson is the reason why we have Black History Month, and we will bring you Black History every day right here on YAT, because we always going to be Black. All right, okay. All right, here's your health tip. Here's your health tip for the day. Forget to get your exercise on, get your stretching and your workout on, and do you some jumping jacks, do you some push-ups, some sit-ups, some crunches. You know what I'm saying? Go for a walk. Take a jog. Get your heart rate up. Go shoot some basketball. But I need you to make sure that you ride a bike. Absolutely. Make sure, get on the treadmill. Do something to get your exercise on, but make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. The minimum of a water amount that you should intake in your body every day is 64 ounces. That's 4 16-ounce bottles of water, or 8 glasses with 8 ounces in it, or however else you want to put 64 ounces of water in your body. The temperature is rising out there. Summer is fastly approaching us. You need to make sure that you stay hydrated. You're listening to me now, people. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water. I ain't talking about no Coke, no Sprite, all this other stuff you be drinking. I said water.
No okay? Beer.
Put plenty of, yeah, especially that. Put that water in your body, all right? And make sure that you eat right, eating your fruits, eating your vegetables. Cut back on all the fried foods. And at least for one day out of the week, y'all, turn into a vegetarian. Don't eat no meat. At least one day out of the week. And let's take better care of ourselves. Let's get our blood pressure down, our cholesterol issues down. Let's increase our heart rates, make our heart stronger, get our blood flowing properly, all right? You know what I'm saying? You are protected. You are covered under the blood of Jesus. Use your common sense and do the right thing for yourself. If you feel you're overweight, do the best thing that you know to do to get the weight off of you. Stop going to get these surgeries. Stop taking all these pills. Exercise. Do the right thing for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Back
use your
from the
common
table.
Knowledge. Your common sense. And push away from the table. Stop snacking so late. You know what I'm saying? Stop laying down after you eat. Stop. Let's take better care of ourselves. That's all I'm saying. Let's do that. All right?
Amen.
Most importantly, continue to study your word. If you haven't picked up the Bible in a long time, you need to pick it up and study God's word. I don't care if you flip through it on your telephone. Study God's word to show yourself approved in his eyes and stop seeking after man's approval. You understand? You need to be pleasing in God's eyes. Man ain't going to never be pleased with you because you can't never make him happy. He always wants something from you. All right? I'm not trying to put anybody down, but you know you got them people out there. All right? Pray without ceasing. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous does avail much. All right? Take care of yourself out there, people. Please. By all means, we're losing people every day, all day. Let's take better care of ourselves. Keep Dr. Kemp and his family in prayer. They're burying someone else close to him and their family. This week he has to do another eulogy. Continue to pray for his comfort and his strength in the Lord and keep him and his family covered. Let's make sure that we continue to pray for Elder Melvin and his therapy and his healing to take place in his body. Pastor Joseph and his family, Pastor Jackson and his family. Let's keep everybody lifted up in prayer. Pray for me and my family. Let's pray for each other's ministry and what we're doing for the Lord out here in the battlefield. All right? And make sure that you keep on the full armor of God, because you protected. Stay behind his arms. Stay under his wings, and everything's going to be all right. Okay? All right, everybody, thank you for tonight. Pastor Joseph, if you don't mind, sir, can you pray over Pastor Kemp and his family, man, and pray us out tonight, please?
Amen. Thank God for this training tonight. I tell you, this training field. Thank God for Carter G. Wilson. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your new mercy, your new grace, new favor, Father. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, thank you for the men of God, the women of God on the line tonight, Father God, the radio show. Father God, we just lift up all our burdens to you, Father God. We cast them all to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. You said in your word that a wise man will hear. Father God, give us an ear to continue to hear, Father God, and increase. You said we shall increase in learning, God. We speak increase over our life, Father God. You said a man of understanding shall attain into wise counsel.
Father, we continue to speak more wise counsel into our life, Father, that we may stay on this path of righteousness in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for everything you're doing. You said in your word, you store up sound wisdom for those that walk uprightly, Father God. You are the shield for those, Father God, that walk upright, God. We thank you that you are our defense in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for Dr. Kim, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you. It's written, Father God, in Jesus' name, just like Apostle Paul, Father God, that you continue to use him in a bold way, Father God, with your truth in Jesus' name, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the light that you put in him, Father. Let it shine even more from glory to glory, faith to faith in Jesus' name. Thank you for the men of God, wherever they be right now, Father. We thank you. You said in your word that you have many people in the city. Father God, we thank you for reunions, Father God. We thank you for unity in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we come against Satan in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you for the power of attorney. We thank you, Father God, for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit. And we say in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, any attack of the enemy, Father God, we just come against it. We say you are our shield and our defense in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Don't forget, y'all, coming up this Saturday, Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m., we got a special show. Raising the Sound is going to be this Saturday afternoon. Very special guest, a good friend of mine, is Mr. Rodney Toomer, better known around the world as DJ Rosky. He's going to be on here with me Saturday afternoon. Going to have a great show, man. You need to check him out. DJ Rodsky is also running for city councilman in Mobile, Alabama in District 5. So we're going to bring him on. Yes, he's from music side, but we're going to talk about his music career, DJing, everything, all the stars. But also we're going to talk to him about getting into politics, how he's changing his life by taking a look at the man in the mirror. Rosky's motto is no slaves allowed. All right. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Don't forget Saturday morning at 10:15. It's a prayer visual. Wherever you are, pause, take a break, and send up a prayer with us in spirit. All right. Have yourself a blessed evening. We love you. Dr. Kim say ain't nothing you could do about it. All right. Be blessed out there. Have a good evening. Thank you, brothers. Love y'all. Be blessed. Peace out, everybody. Good night.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.